USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is ready to start a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under a new agreement aimed at bringing peace to that country.
And the agreement says that we would reduce down to 8,600 within 135 days, if I recall correctly, and that drawdown would begin in the first 10 days.
Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, Esper says he has instructed U.S. commanders to begin the process within 10 days as a show of good faith. Speaking at a conference in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is doing what they can to help Americans regarding the growing coronavirus threat.
While the risk to the American public remains low, as the president said last week, you can be assured we're ready for anything.
Amy Klobuchar is set to end her presidential campaign and endorse Joe Biden. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The threat of the coronavirus is still impacting the U.S. economy. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
American factories are cranking out fewer goods as the coronavirus continues to spread. Figures from the Institute for Supply Management showing manufacturing activity grew at a slower than expected pace last month. The Institute's PMI falling to 50.1 in February. That's the lowest level since late 2019. Analysts note the slow growth in U.S. manufacturing coincided with lowered expectations for the global economy because of the coronavirus outbreak.
A Stanford study claims excessive napping by older people could be a sign of heart disease. It found seniors who experience daytime sleepiness may have a higher risk of developing diabetes. Feeling drowsy throughout the day, even after enjoying 7 or more hours of sleep in the night, is called hypersomnolence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus as it has swept around the world, sickening and killing thousands, many people are wondering if Democrats are playing politics with the virus in hopes of scoring some political points, including President Trump's son, Don Jr., who tells Fox News,
"We've seen this play out for 4 years. Anything that they can use to try to hurt Trump, they will. Anything he does in a positive sense, like you heard from the reporter that was just suspended from ABC, they will not give him credit for. The playbook is old at this point, but for them to try to take a pandemic and seemingly hope that it comes here and kills millions of people so that they could end Donald Trump's streak of winning is a new level of sickness. You know, I don't know if this is coronavirus or Trump derangement syndrome, but these people are infected badly. To run that in the New York Times, this isn't Vox. This isn't one of these, you know, crazy left-wing journalists. This is the New York Times writing this with seriousness. It's truly sick. Now, those same Democrats last week when my father shut down travel to and from China were saying, it's an overreaction. It's a disaster. You're being xenophobic. Now they're flipping that. I mean, they can have it both ways because no one in the media will actually cover themselves honestly. And that's what's going on. And I think the American people have seen it for what it is. And it's an absolute travesty.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.